May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we have received when we're comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are yours in abundance, so also is our comfort abundant through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings, which we also suffer. And our hope for you is a firmly grounded one, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also are you sharers of our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. And indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us." That's a really great section of scripture, especially if you're going through something difficult. And if you're not going through something difficult, in light of the promise of Christ in this world, you will have tribulation, then you're just going in the in-between time, the last difficulty, till the next one. That's one of those magnet promises you can put on your refrigerator. And the way Paul was so transparent here in terms of describing to the Corinthians the kind of issue that he was going through, in terms of severity of it. And he said in verse 8, "We don't want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of our affliction that came to us in Asia." And then he says, "We were burdened excessively." Not just burden, but it seemed like an unfair amount. Something that's excessive is more than not enough. You ever been through anything that felt like it was more than enough? More? I love what Mother Teresa said. She said, "God promises that he won't give you anything more than you can handle. I just wish he didn't trust me so much." Maybe you feel like that sometimes yourself. Burden excessively. And then he goes on and says, "beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life." And then he says in verse 9, "Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, in order that we shouldn't trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead." Now, he goes on to say that they were delivered from the situation. But when he talks about in verse 9, about the fact that what this test they were going through, he said, "Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves." Not the sentence of death on us, but God was trying to do something interior in their lives. The sentence of death within themselves. And he said, "in order that we would not trust in God, trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead." Now, there's a situation going on, and that situation eventually changed. But to Paul, what was more important was what God was trying to do in his life and the lives of those who are with him on the inside, in their heart. Again, he says, "Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, in order that." Here's the whole point of the whole journey, that they would not trust themselves, but in the God who raises the dead and delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope. Having gone through that in a new way, Paul says, he's now the one on whom we've set our hope. I haven't said this in a lot of years. I thought about this morning. You never really discover that Jesus is all you need until he's all you got. And that can be a very interior thing, because those are the most difficult things for people to partner with in helping you. If you're going through something physically, people can pitch in, give a hand, do what they can to help. But it's the stuff, or pray for you, or you can take stuff or whatever, but the things that you deal with on the inside in the battle, that's the real place that God's wanting to get to. Because he's always trying to teach us into going into new places where our hope is in him and in him alone. And our trust is in him and him alone and not ourselves. I got a couple of quotes actually from C.S. Lewis, but here's one of them. This is from Mere Christianity. He said, imagine yourself as a living house. God comes in to rebuild that house, and at first, perhaps you can understand everything that he's doing. He's getting the drains right and stopping the leaks in the roof and so on. You knew that these jobs needed doing, and so you are not surprised. But presently, he starts knocking the house about in a way that hurts extremely and does not seem to make any sense at all. What on earth is he up to? The explanation is that he is building quite a different house from the one you thought of. Throwing out a new wing here, putting on an extra floor there, running up towers, making courtyards. You thought you were being made into a decent little cottage for Jesus. But he is building a palace. He intends to come and make that place a home in which he's comfortable to live in. Paul said, we had the sentence of death within ourselves in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Paul was saying the issue was, he, in that situation, he said it was beyond their strength. They were despairing even of life, and he came to the conclusion he was going to trust God even if he died. Because if he died because he was in Christ, he was going to rise from the dead. I don't mean necessarily physically, but he was already part of the resurrection. Death, even death, wasn't anything to fear. And when he says, and he will deliver us, and deliver us again, the word deliver, I really was interested in that word. The word deliver means to draw out, but actually its original meaning is to draw to oneself. He said, when God puts you in places that are beyond your strength, that are a burden that's so excessive that you're not even sure you can make it. The deal is that there's a sentence of death that's in you, that God's passing the sentence of death. He's applying the sentence of death, the cross, on you trusting in yourself, bringing you into a new place where he's drawing you to himself, and that he alone becomes your hope. He alone becomes your dream. He alone becomes the one who is your strength. Because even though it may be excessively burdensome and beyond your strength, guess what? It may feel like that for you, but it's not true about him. Whatever he's placed you in, it's not beyond his strength. He's teaching you to trust him in new levels that you never have before. And in the process, he's drawing you out to himself. You'll get to experience all kind of deliverances from things. But the most important thing he's delivering you from is the self-trust that's now come crashing and burning because things have gotten so hard you can't handle it. When it's gotten so hard that you don't think you can handle it one more moment, what God's done is exposed that you were trusting in your ability to handle it. And he's putting that to death so he can draw you to himself in a new way. Isn't that what we all cry out for? That we want to experience more of him? I love this little quote from the Narnia series that Aslan says. I'm not sure which one he was speaking to. He says, but Have courage, child. We are all between the paws of the true Aslan. I love that. And if you find yourself in a place where you can identify with Paul that says, look, I'm going through this affliction. It's an excessive burden. It's beyond my strength, and I'm not even sure I'm going to make it. Then start rejoicing that God's stretching you into a new place of trusting Him, because it's not beyond His strength. And when it's all done, that story I read you, He'll expanded your capacity for Christ to be comfortable in the palace He's called you to be, not the little thing that you were hoping for in your own spiritual life. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.